Mother Claire began. Blessed Mother, we put our trust in you. Please help us with all these sharks circling. You ask for more faith. This is part of the strengthening. I figured as much. You figured correctly, she smiled. What is on your holy heart, dear lady? Mother Mary continued, all of you, that you will stand firm until the end, the glorious end, for truly it will be glorious. Children, support one another. Do not bicker or test each other's patience. And be careful when assigning motives to others, because you do not see the heart of a man as Jesus does. Just because you don't believe something does not mean that it's not true. You must learn to detach your opinion about these questions that you hold strong opinions about and get your answers from God, and not write off what you think is not true just because you think it. Always seek to know the truth, and don't make the mistake of denouncing something out of a personal opinion. There are many trials coming for this community. Be sure that you always set aside personal opinion and accept truth for what it is. My children, do not live a lie. Do not try to make a reality conform to your desires. Rather, recognize reality and make your narrow-mindedness conform to truth. Many communities have fallen because members form judgments about seeking God for the truth. You have all given your lives to Jesus. That means the purse of your own opinion you have also forsaken. You must be empty of opinions in order that God can establish you in truth. My children, love one another as Christ has loved you. Now is the time to let go of prejudices and decisive opinions. The devil will exploit your attitude if you do not. I cannot add to your numbers if you become a community bound in your own attitudes. You must open your arms of love to everyone without prejudices. That does not mean you approve of sin. It only means you love unconditionally. Claire, you and Ezekiel need to prepare your children's minds to receive and support truth. Never sin, only truth. The Lord will lead you into all truth and keep you there. Mother, can we talk about something else? No. This is the timing. Now is the timing to get things straight. Never permit sin, but work with those who are trapped in a lifestyle that was never meant for them. You all are to be healers of souls. You are praying for more faith, more prayers, more love, more souls. Yes, that is a good prayer. And when you pray for that, expect it to happen and don't run from it. Navigate your way through it. Do not doubt, only believe. You are being prepared to die with Christ in your opinions and be free of men's opinions. You do not know the torment souls go through because of things beyond their control that have been done to them, or they have made serious errors in discernment. Should such a one have a second chance? Yes. The answer is yes. The Lord ordains it. And all of you are called to be instruments of healing and transformation, bringing new life and new wisdom. I will aid in this process.